Well, then we will continue with continue. Paul starts the fourth chapter of Philippians by saying, "Dear brothers and sisters, I love you and I want to see you. You bring me joy and you make me proud of you. Continue following the Lord as I've told you." And then again in verse 8, he says, "Brothers and sisters, continue to think about what is good and worthy of praise. Think about what is true and honorable, right and pure and beautiful and respected. And do what you learned and received from me, what I told you and what you saw me do, and the God who gives peace will be with you." And in between those two continue verses, he talks about talking about the good news. He talks about always being filled with joy. And he talks about letting everyone see that we are gentle and kind. And then he says, don't worry about anything. That verse that we're all familiar with. Pray about everything. And with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And in the easy to read version, it says, always giving thanks for what you have. The continuing. And I think that this really... these passages of Scripture really fit in, and what we're going to talk about today fits in with what the Lord said. Haven't I told you, and, you know, that I was going to do this? And with what Tara said, the thing that she got was about, you know, focus on what he's doing, not on everything else. You know, looking at what he's doing, believing, as John said, this is with the confidence we have that when we pray, we know God hears us. And so if we know that he hears us, then we know that we have the things that we've asked of him. And so we think upon those things. We think upon his answers, not upon what we see as a lack of answers. We think on those things. And so Paul says, continue, the importance of continuing. As Christians, we need to think about once in a while how important it is that we continue. That we continue in the faith of God. Continue in his faith, remembering that he is faithful even when we are not. Continuing in him. Because from the beginning, the enemy has always used the same trick to try to get people to quit continuing in God. To get their focus off of what God is doing and on what it appears that God must be withholding. And yet when we continue in our faith, we know that God says, I'll give you all things. I will give you peace. I will give you comfort. I will give you strength. I will give you hope. I've got plenty of it, God says. The importance of continuing. You know, Paul told him, he said, you make me proud. It's just great. You bring me joy. But continue following the Lord as I've heard you. Continue. As I shared it, I often talk about the time that, and actually the last time that we towed a camper back out to Rapid, against the wind, going up steep hills, watching the gas gauge move, and then move faster, and then move beyond where it should be, pulling that trailer. And I was praising the Lord, and I was telling everybody else, praise the Lord for getting us where we're going to go, because In the natural, we just could have quit. And there's this billboard out there. I think it's Steve's, the world's smallest bike stop. It's one of my favorite gas stations in the whole world. It kept saying that it was coming. And we kept going and saying, oh God, you got to keep gas in the tank, man. You got to keep us there. And the last thing to that exit is a hill up. And thank God that when you take that exit, it begins to be a hill down. And we pulled up to the pumps at Steve's, stopped, and the engine died. One of those times where it not only died, but when I took off the gas cap, it had sucked everything out of it. It had, like a dehumidifier pulls water out of the air. It had somewhere pulled some fumes somewhere, and we were there. But you know, we didn't quit when it looked empty. We continued. We didn't just pull over and say, that's it. Have you ever been running out of gas and done the old weave a little on the road to try to get a little gasoline to splash in there, you know? I'm not even sure if it works with fuel-injected vehicles or not, you know? But fortunately, I haven't had to do that. But, you know, the thing about it was is that we continued. We didn't just give up. And that seems to have little to do with what we're talking about. But you see, that's the very thing that happens so many times when people feel like they're empty or feel like there's emptiness or feel like, I guess, God has decided against me. I mean, we may not voice those things, and then again, we may voice those things, you know. Sometimes I hear people voice those things, and I think there's better things you can say. But there's a lot of times that we think things that we certainly don't want to voice, but if we would continue to think in a different direction, it would help us spend a whole bunch. If we would continue to remember, you know, just as God reminding us today, haven't I said this? Haven't I said this? Haven't I said this? As you're reading on Isaiah, and God is talking about, you know, that, how much he has planned for them. And that he's yet going to do what he has planned for them. And it's going to be a great time when he gets his plan finished up. And that's what he wanted them to think on. That's what he wanted them to look at. That's what he wanted them to say. God's got better things for us. Let's just turn to the Lord our God. And we can read the Old Testament and we can think, my goodness, those people were stupid. I mean, they had everything. God did everything for them. They'd just flat forget him and go worship idols. They'd build Asherah poles. Their God would defeat the people of the land that they went into, and then they would go in and worship the gods of those people whose God couldn't give anybody a victory. And even the people where they moved into would say, man, these people are stupid. But as long as they're not looking to God, we'll take advantage of it. And that's Old Testament. Here we are. We're 2,000 years into the New Testament. And we forget the Lord our God. We forget, didn't I say this? You know? And the enemy says, well, stupid alert. We got somebody that isn't looking at God. Let's get all the advantage we can, because we know the minute that they look at God, we got trouble. But we are not among those who have no hope, nor are we among those who are stupid. We are going to remember the Lord our God. We are going to consider him. Paul says, always be filled with joy. Spirit of the Lord says, always be filled with joy. In the natural, we say, when we aren't filled with joy, but what do I have to be happy about? Why should I be rejoicing? Nothing's the way that I want it. Paul doesn't give any qualifications for it. He said, just be filled with joy. Just go on ahead and be filled with joy. You mean I should drum up some joy? Well, no, you actually are filled with joy. If Christ is in you, you have the joy of the Lord. And that joy of the Lord is there for you to tap into and let it be your strength. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Just rejoice in the Lord. Just go ahead and rejoice in the Lord. Well, what's there to rejoice about? Don't worry about what there is to rejoice about. Just rejoice in the Lord. God says, I sing praises over you. I sing praises to you. You think about that, and it's humbling. You think about that, and it's a little, you know, heady to think that God worships over you. But if you just look around you, you realize that if you love God, you're something to brag about. And that's how God feels about it. Because every person that loves and worships God and walks with the joy of the Lord of their strength is saying God wins. Is saying what Jesus said, Satan, you got no part in me. Isn't that exciting? Do you know how God just whoopees when you say, Satan, you got no part in me? To continue to think the right things, it takes a conscious effort, you know? It is an effort. Because we're tempted to think the wrong things. When I'm tempted to think the wrong things, I just don't say much at all. Because I'm busy working on thinking the right things. I'm busy continuing in the faith. I'm busy talking to me, saying to me, Roger, it don't matter if you think you got a right to think that way or not. It don't matter. Continue in those things. Continue to think about the things that are right and the things that are just and the things that are pure and the things that are of good report and the things that are worthy of praise. Continue to think about those honorable things, those beautiful things. Continue to make respectable thoughts. And I don't know if any of you have ever been in a situation like that, but if you have, you know that it takes an effort. And if you don't make the effort to think the right things, the wrong things come out of your mouth. And you begin to declare those things that are not supposed to be as though they are, rather than declaring the things that are not as though they are, and letting God make them be. Now, one thing as Christians we really ought to be is honest. And especially honest with ourselves, and we may as well be honest with God because he knows everything anyway. And so we may as well recognize, I recognize when I'm not thinking the right things. And I rejoice that I have within me the Holy Spirit that says, okay, come on, let's think about the right things. You know? And the only person I talk to when things are like that is me because I'm telling myself, I'm speaking to myself in psalms and hymns and spiritual things. Don't be so stupid, Roger. It's not worth your effort to think those other things. Speak the good things. Speak the things that are beneficial, the things that are helpful. And it doesn't matter, you know, where it is. It's like yesterday when I was doing the outside edges from the top of the roof, you know, I needed to sit there and be honest with myself and say, Roger, this is a fine mess you've got yourself in. I think you'll just climb the ladder all the time and get the screws from the bottom. Not trying to do it what seemed as though it was going to be the easy way, sliding the roof. You know something? It was not the easy way. It took me a little while to do it the right way, but I was speaking to myself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. You will get down the roof. You will get down the ladder. You'll get this finished. Now, what's important about that? I mean, why would you want to involve God in that? I want to involve him in everything, and you do too, really. Because we all like things to continue in a good direction. And nothing continues if we sit down. Nothing continues if we quit. Nothing continues if we focus on those things that we are feeling sorry for ourselves about. Nothing continues if we focus on those things that we think God has not heard our prayers about. Remember, think on those things that God is doing. You don't have to see it to know it. You live by faith, not by sight. Continue to hold on to those dreams and hold on to those promises. I love the smile on your face, Bernie, when you said, a house is going to be moved on our property probably tomorrow or Tuesday. It's like, suddenly it happened, right? Suddenly, for off and on over a few years, there may have been those thoughts of, this is the slowest suddenly I've ever seen. Then all of a sudden, suddenly, here it comes, suddenly. And when the suddenly happens, all of the when's it going to happen just sort of get rolled up into a little ball, and suddenly is really, it's a suddenly. And you can see all the little notes wrapped up in the time of waiting going, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. This is what we, you know. I mean, this is how God wants us to live, because if we live this way, then we have a hope that is within us and we are loaded up to help others. There is never, never, never a camper parked alongside the road but what Vicki and I look to make sure somebody is helping them. Because we're so thankful that it wasn't us. We also do have a memory of when a motorhome was stopped on the freeway in Montana. And fortunately, my dad was along there. We're taking the steering wheel off to hotwire the thing to see if we can get it going. And praise the Lord, it worked. But what got us was, is we're sitting there in a motorhome, stalled on the freeway, and a highway patrolman just drives by. And I'm thinking, I thought that was what they did, was stop and help people. Apparently, they weren't in the mood to do that. And so he drove by. I wasn't too concerned about the other people that drove by. They got a right to drive by if they want to, you know. But he didn't stop. But because of that, but even more so because of not being stopped, I think about them because I know what it feels like to think about that you might be one of them. And if you're pulling a big trailer, somebody with a 2-gallon gas can isn't going to get you very far either. But it would have been better than nothing. But we didn't need it. But you see, we have that. Okay, so here we are in the realm of the Spirit. And when we are built up and when we are thinking on the right things and when we are confident in our things, now we are looking for people that are stalled. Some are stalled who know the Lord. They're just pulled over because they ran out of gas. Some are tipped over in the ditch. They're wrecked. And we don't want to just be driving by them. And when we are filled with the Spirit of God, when we are confident in God, we're ready to help. I will never forget the day that I walked out of a presbytery meeting back when we ceased to be Assemblies of God. And I walked out into the hallway of this place in Mobridge, South Dakota, and God said, you just got out of the boat. And I got into my car, and he told me to take a different route home. And I got in, and I drove a different route home, and I didn't get very far down the road. I see cars on the road, and I see an ambulance in the ditch. And God said, pray for that person. So I just pulled over, walked down there working on the guy. I said, can I pray for him? They looked at me. I prayed for him, and I got back in my vehicle, and I drove off. You know, before they could think, what in the world is he doing here, or why should he be here, they didn't know what to say, so I prayed and was gone. But it was at a time where if you just got invited to leave yet another place, you could have walked out thinking like, whoa, this is really a bummer. But I wasn't that bright. I figured if God said you just got out of the boat, he's got a good plan. Nancy, when you said, you know, I have to be honest with you, and I haven't really considered any of this to be a sacrifice. I sort of think I'm blessed, you know? But I mean, yeah, I could look at it in the natural and say, maybe there was some, but I've always felt that if I continued in what God wanted, that was a good place to be. And I've always known that I could continue in something else and make something myself, but if I made something myself, it wouldn't be the will of God. And I think that's where train wrecks take place. And so we continue in the Lord. You see, that's the biggest thing, that we're continuing in the Lord. Nothing else matters. And when we understand that nothing else matters, we're continuing the Lord in the Lord. That is like seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of the other stuff is added to us. It'll happen if we continue in the faith. Always be filled with joy. Let everyone see that you're gentle and kind. The Lord is coming soon. They thought the Lord was coming soon. And we think the Lord is coming soon. And we don't know when he's going to come. And it's silly to even be concerned about that. Because we will know if we are looking for him. The important part is that he may come soon for me and you. He is obviously coming soon for many, many people. And God's just patient because he doesn't want anyone to perish. He wants a whole bunch of people that are anointed, a whole bunch of people that are confident, a whole bunch of people that will bring forth, a whole bunch of people that will show that God fights his battles, a whole bunch of people that just know, hey, we win. We win. Tara corrected me. I said something dumb this morning. She said she doesn't like getting older. I said the alternative is worse. She said, isn't heaven supposed to be great? She had me there. What was I thinking? I don't wish to leave, but I know leaving will be dandy. I know that Vicki and I have an agreement, and that is, do not resuscitate. You can pray for me, but that is it. And if God answers your prayer and I come back, fine. But otherwise, just don't bother things. But I mean, that is right. It will be grand. But I thoroughly enjoy living with Christ here. Because living with him here is an accomplishment. And I'm not necessarily big on accomplishment, but if you think about it, living with him here, overcoming those things that come at you, enjoying the victories. Do you know, as far as I can tell, we'll never have another victory once we're in heaven. Now, we all like it when there's no problems. But we also like celebrating victory. Don't we? And we like to think that we have been made more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. And so this is what Paul was talking about when he said, so don't worry about anything. Just pray and ask God for everything you need. Always give thanks for what you have. Because you belong to Christ Jesus, look what it says after that. Because you belong to him, God's peace will stand guard over all your thoughts and your feelings. And his peace can do this far better than our human minds. When our seek peace and pursue it, you remember we talked about a few weeks ago about it's not just a passing peace. It's not somebody just driving by and waving. It's a peace. And when we're seeking peace and pursuing it, guess what happens? We think on the things that bring us the peace. We think, you know what? It looks impossible, it sounds impossible, but all things are possible with God. And we can rest in that. If we're going to rest somewhere, we ought to rest in that. Some people somehow manage, they're not comfortable, they're tossing and turning, they're not sleeping, but they're resting in the struggle. How many of you know there's no rest in the struggle? You get up, and you're just as beat up as you were before. There's no rest in the struggle. If you're going to get worn out thinking on the things that bring you the victory. Because then when you wear out in peace. You get that breakthrough. You get that completion. His peace can do this far better than human minds. And so then he says, okay, so here's a little trick for you, brothers and sisters. Here's just something that will help you accomplish what I just said. Because, you see, they were people just like we are. And they get a letter, and they get a letter from Paul telling them, don't you worry about anything. You pray about everything. And while you're at it, thank God. And then just let that peace of God keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. That's it. See, they have the same kind of thoughts that we have sometimes when somebody says something like that. Easy for you to say. You don't have going on what I've got going on. Do you know a lot of times we might get to thinking that somebody else, everything is perfect for them, but we don't know. We don't know what they're struggling with. Maybe they've just conquered the idea of the peace of God that passes understanding, and so you don't see what's going on with them. And when we get over wanting everybody to see how bad things are for us, because, you know, we want people to know. A lot of times people want people to know that they're struggling, that it's hard, that this walking with Jesus really isn't all that it's cracked up to be. I mean, we don't think that part of it, but we do think, you know, how will anybody have sympathy for me if they don't see that I'm messed up? Well, God says he's seen all that. From afar, he sees us, so we don't have to have anybody else. We should turn to him. And if he chooses to point out to somebody to encourage us, then they will come along and say, how are you? You know how many times I have said to people, how you doing? And they say, good. And I say, you're lying. And sometimes they say good, and I say good. Just got to go by the Holy Spirit. But you know, if God points it out to somebody, if somebody has compassion, you know, say something brilliant like, did God say something to you? Put them on the spot. No. But you see, when we're continuing in God's ways, when we continue to think on those things, even though they were thinking, you know, Paul knew what they were thinking because he'd been thinking that on occasion and the Holy Spirit had already corrected him. So he knew that after he got done saying to somebody, just pray about everything, just pray about everything, he knew that they'd be thinking it's not that simple. And Paul would agree. It isn't that simple. You know, sometimes you pray about something, and it works like that. Sometimes a piece of God passes understanding, you've just given it to God, it's going to be all right. You don't see any difference, but it's just fine. And other times, it just keeps coming back like a mosquito in the night. You can't see it to slap it, but you can hear it buzzing. Sometimes a stinking thing just crawls in your ear and still gets out, because all you can do is hit yourself in the ear. Takes your mind off the mosquito for a little while. But you know, those things just, you know, they just keep coming. But Paul, you know, he says, okay, I know what you're thinking. He doesn't say this, okay? But he says, listen, this will be helpful. Think about what's good and worthy of praise. Don't let your mind bounce back to the other stuff right away. Just think about what's good and worthy of praise. You know? I mean, if you've prayed for something, think about how you're going to praise when it happens. You know? Think about it. Yeah. Have you guys danced on the land yet? I want a video, you know? I want you out there with your phone, Bernie out there dancing on the land, because I know he can do it. You know, but I mean, you know, think about that. Wow, you know? Because I'm sure that in your prayers you imagined how good it was going to be. You know? That's why you got the big smile when it's suddenly going on. So you think about those things. Now, also, think about what's true and honorable. Think about the true things. Think about what's true. Don't think about what the enemy's saying. Don't think about what's not true. Don't think about God's not doing anything. Don't think about that. Don't think about what somebody else says. Don't think about what happened in the past. Don't think about what somebody else had experienced. Think about what's true. God is true. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So think on that. Think about what's right and what's pure and what's beautiful and what's respected. The right thing to do is think about God. Think about his promises. Think about facts. He can't lie. He can't fail. He can't desert you. He said, I couldn't possibly desert you. He said, can a mother forget her child? And people say, well, they're just throwing them away. But can a mother forget the child? Rumor has it, no. And God says, I couldn't forget you either. I couldn't for a moment forget you. So think about those things. And then he said, while you're at it, just do what you learned and you received from me. Do what you learned from the Holy Spirit. Do what you received from the Holy Spirit. Continue to do those things. And when you do, God who gives peace will be with you. You see, God can't agree with us on things that don't agree with him. God can't agree with us when we say God has forgotten me, God has not heard. He can't agree with us. He can't agree with us when we say it'll never get better because he's promised that it will. He can't agree with us. And so we get out of agreement with God. And so if we are to arrive where God has planned for us to arrive, we've got to continue. And we've got to know that it's important that we continue. He is able to keep what we commit to him. He is able to complete the good work that he's begun in us, but we got to continue. The Holy Spirit's not a tow truck. He comes alongside to help. He's a guide. He's there. If we want a tow, we need to hook up. He's always there. Some people, I think, have the idea, okay, well, he should pull over, he should stop, he should get out, he should hook up the tow rope, you know. He should do everything. We shouldn't even maybe even have to steer while it's being towed, but that's not how it is. So we've got to continue. We got to continue. When we continue, it shows that we believe that there is a good reason to continue. It shows that we believe in the hope that he has promised us. It shows that we are in agreement with him, that he can take care of it. We don't have to see it. And when we are people who live that way, then we have a hope to defend. When we are encouraged, we encourage others. When God accomplishes those things that are above and beyond what we ever hoped or imagined, we are quick to recognize them and quick to say, this is the Lord's doing. Let me tell you what God has done for me. Let me tell you what God has planned for me. And when somebody says, how do you know that? You say, because that's what I prayed for. Being about the Father's business, continue in these things. If Christians don't continue, they never get anywhere. And Christians that don't get anywhere don't have anything to offer people who are looking And the Bible says, I'm looking for people that I can use to encourage others. God says, I'm looking for opportunities so that people look and they say, look how blessed they are because they trust the Lord. And listen, the blessings don't always have to be in something that manifests. It's a great blessing when we have peace before anything manifests. How can you be so hopeful? How can you be so confident? How can you be so joyful? How can you be so sure? How do you do this? When Josiah died, God gave Vicki and I such a peace that passed understanding that we felt almost guilty. But he had given us such peace that when other people were trying to figure out why we weren't falling apart, we could only say it is the Lord's doing. You can't explain everything that God does, but you're crazy not to rest in it. He is the impossibly wonderful God. It's impossible for him to be as great as he is, except for that all things are possible with God. And I believe that that's how he wants us to think on him. And when we think on these things, when we think on things that are just and right and pure and lovely, when we think on all of those things, you understand that what you're thinking on is God. Those are God's characteristics. Your mind is stayed on him. Our focus is on him. In everything, that's where our focus needs to be. Not on the tree that he told us not to eat of. Just think of Adam and Eve's focus had been on, wow, God's coming again this evening. We're going to walk in the garden together. Can't wait for him to show up. But by the time he showed up that one day, they were hiding. Because they quit focusing on him. Folks, don't lose your focus. In fact, tune it in a little bit. Tune it in so it's really, really clear. There's nothing fuzzy about God. So tune into him until you don't have a fuzzy picture. We're fortunate with the Holy Spirit we have an autocorrect. This is what we want. Because we want to be a people called by his name, and we want to help people, whether they're pulled over alongside the road, whether they're tipped over in the ditch, no matter what. We have something to offer. We have it. We just need to stir up the gift that is within us. Amen? So think on those things. As the Lord said today, haven't I said? People talk about famines. God says, I'll be there in a time of famine. People talk about weak and doubt and fear, and he says, I'll bring out strength and I'll pour out my spirit. It's not impossible for him to pour out his spirit on all flesh. It's not impossible for him to save the most impossible people to save, because I'm saved and they said it would never happen. You are a cupbearer and an armor bearer. You are bearers of God's resources. Wow. You have his resources with you for your benefit and for others. So let's let that anointing of God just come upon us. And Lord, as we go out from here, we go out with a new strength and a new determination. We are on the right road, so we are just going to continue seeking you, keeping our hearts and minds focused on you. And we know that you're able to complete everything that we commit to you. And so we are committed to you and committed to continuing in the faith of God in Christ Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Amen.